What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
What happened to you recently that made you say, oh my gosh, another thing? When it rains, it pours. Maybe it's already happened to you this morning. It's Elizabeth and Radar on the Mix. It's the Curveball Chronicles, 414-432-1099. Because one of my best friends, Misha, who lives out in Boston, mm-hmm. we went to high school together and have been friends ever since, so her parents are still here. She likes to fly in every now and then, help out with her parents, say hey. We always end up hanging out. It's awesome. And her wife was going to fly out with her. Well, they've got two dogs, Frankie and Billy.
That sounds like a sitcom. Frankie and Billy. Frankie and Billy in Milwaukee, like Laverne and Shirley.
So Frankie and Billy, the two Boston Terriers that live out in Boston, how appropriate. Frankie got some kind of eye infection out in the Cape.
Oh.
So they were about to take him to the vet because they figured, all right, he's probably got to get some drops in and put him in a cone. Her mother-in-law was going to watch the dogs while they were going to be out here in Milwaukee. And right as they were leaving, keys in hand, Billy, the other dog, comes running towards them and scratched his eye with his paw. Like, terribly.
Hi, everybody. See you later. I was probably trying to wave goodbye.
Right?
See you later. Oh, my eye. I got it in the way.
Both dogs had to go to the vet. Both dogs are in cones. One has the eye infection. One has a scratched cornea. Both need drops multiple times a day. And they're like, oh, my gosh. Right before we're literally about to leave.
We're trying to leave.
Flying out that night. So Molly, her wife's like, I don't know, do I stay? And she's like, no, we planned this. Your mom doesn't mind watching them. We haven't seen my parents in a while.
Yeah.
We've got all these things booked and planned. So they're like, okay, fine. So mother-in-law goes to the house. They get to the airport. For whatever reason, their flight to Milwaukee was canceled. Completely canceled.
Hurry up.
So Misha's texting me and she's like, well, we are now not flying in until Friday at some point. So our plans got messed up, understandable, but she's like, I can't believe this. She said, well, it's not terrible in the sense that I have to be back home with the dogs because they need the drops. She texted me then last night and she's like, so get this, the earliest flight I can get home to Milwaukee leaves Boston at 4 p.m. on Friday. She's even debating. She's like, do I even come in? Because she was going to fly out Monday morning.
She'll leave anyway.
Crazy, right? And I told her, I'm like, man, when it rains, it pours. She's like, I know. So the Curveball Chronicles, what's going on in your life? Okay, Julia, what do you want to add here to the show?
Okay, so this happened like quite a while ago. I was dating this guy. I hadn't been dating him for very long. And there was this night where I just had this feeling that he was cheating on me. Mm. Like this terrible feeling. Oh. And I could not shake it.
Yeah.
So I was like, okay, I'm going to do what anyone would do. I'm going to do a drive-by. And, like, he wasn't answering my calls. This was, like, back when people just had pagers. He wasn't returning my page. So I was like, I'm going to drive by his place. So I drove by his place, and I actually didn't see anything at all. But I was going home, and I was, like, getting ready to turn left into the neighborhood, and I'm just sitting there waiting for oncoming traffic to pass, and boom, this car completely rear-ended me, totaling my car, like, didn't see me coming. Luckily, I didn't see them coming. The police officer was like, you're so lucky. If you would have seen it, you would have tensed up. And so my car was totaled, and, like, yeah.
And you're trying to go over to see if this guy's cheating on you.
Yes, it didn't work out with this guy.
I mean, did
you find out if the guy was cheating?
No, I did not. But the feeling that, like, I wasn't trusting him anyways, and then this car accident, I was like, yeah, it didn't end up working out.
The accident definitely was karma. Something was going on. You don't want to see it, so we're going to take you out of this situation.
He should have been the one that got in the accident
then,
if it was karma. He's not the good guy in this situation at all. But you're probably having that moment where you're like, oh my gosh, as if this day could not get any worse.
Yeah, it was really bad. It was really bad.
The timing of that is just terrible.
It was terrible. It was a very difficult time. I feel like there was a lot of stuff going on around that time where it was just like one thing.
Well,
after
did you have
another.
A moment of feeling like the universe was trying to tell you something in that moment?
Yeah, that's what I was thinking.
Yeah, definitely.
What do you think the message was?
Like, don't date Rick.
Rick, you're a, you know what? We're not dating you.
Don't date Rick. That's the moral of the story with that one. Oh my gosh, Julia. Well, we're glad that you're okay and you got out of that relationship. But yeah, that is one of those you've got to be kidding me moments.
Duh.
When life throws you one curveball, they just keep coming in at you left and right. I'm so sorry you went through that, but thanks for calling in.
Thank you. Yeah, it was really bizarre. Like, I had never done a drive-by in my life before, like, checking up on someone. I mean, I felt like a stalker, but the feeling was so intense and I could not shake it. It was crazy.
Have you done? Mm-hmm, absolutely.
Oh,
it's always
the
crazy
craziest.
Like that.
Or let's go to Karen here. Ugh. And she's stressed. She's Karen with a C, everybody. Karen, okay, it's the Curveball Chronicles. What has happened to you this summer?
Oh my gosh, this has been literally the worst summer of my life. So it started way at the end of June, and I, like, was trying to play gymnastics with my daughter, and I fell off a parking curb and sprained my ankle.
Oh.
Like, three ligaments in my ankle, and I'm pretty sure broke some toes on the other
side. Oh, my gosh. Wait, what, did you film it? Did your daughter film that?
Right off.
You get a lot of views.
It's funny. No, we didn't film that.
All right. Okay.
Well, was your daughter freaking out? Like, Mom, are you okay?
I almost blacked out. Like, everything was blurry.
I don't like that. When you get that pain and you're like, oh my gosh, I'm going to black out.
Okay, so it started at the end of June with the sprained ankle. Then what happened?
Started with the sprained ankle, and then so we went to the ER. They put me on crutches, which are so hard.
Yeah.
So I was coming home. This one we do have on camera. But I was trying to get up the sidewalk, and I fell off the crutches into bushes.
Okay, you need to send that to us. You need to send that to us.
Get some views on that bad boy.
And my husband—it's the funniest part that my husband's cracking up at me in the background, just laughing.
Okay, so that at least ended the bad luck, yes or no?
No.
Oh
no, no, no. So then, after that, like a week later, which isn't horrible, but then I was curling my daughter's hair and burnt the crap out of my arm.
Oh,
so that's been great. And then, I woke up and I couldn't see anything. My eyes hurt so bad. So I went to the eye doctor, and apparently I have eye ulcers also happening.
Why do you have the eye ulcers?
What's that from?
Is that from worry, stress, what?
So, I know. So that's what I was wondering. But then it turns out that it's a side effect of this medication that I'm on.
Oh, that you have to take.
Oh my gosh.
Which I have to take. So I have like chronically severe eczema, and this is the one medication in my entire life that has helped clear me up.
Oh my gosh.
Now it's making me go blind.
It solves one problem, but leads to another one.
But wait, there's more.
Yeah, right. No, don't say that.
No, there isn't.
No,
okay,
that's it.
You need to be in bubble wrap, girl, and not leave your house.
Better karma.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.